From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. This is the season to get outdoors, so we caught up with hiker and mountain climber James Bullinger of Level Plains, Alabama. In 2022, James Bullinger was inducted into the Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. Several years ago, like many of us, he wanted to shed a few pounds and get physically fit. The outdoors seemed to hold the answer, so he became the Bama Hiker and joins us to tell his story. James Bullinger, thank you so much for joining us on In Focus by Skype.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. It's great to be with you.
First of all, I want to thank you for your service to the United States as a U.S. Army aviator, infantryman, and in Special Forces.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Appreciate that.
And you're standing outside right now. We can hear the birds. But you are known as Bama Hiker on YouTube and Facebook, and I've been following your videos, and they're so inspiring, trying to get us to go outdoors and enjoy it like you do.
It's kind of funny. I really never set out to have a YouTube channel, but it just came about as a result of walking across Spain on the Camino de Santiago just about 9 years ago. I did it as a means of being able to let my family and friends kind of follow my brother and I, John, as we walked. And so we just shoot a daily video, simple cuts, and then upload it. And when I got back, people really liked it. And so I just kept posting new adventure videos as I went about doing a new activity.
You were recently inducted into the Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame. That took place in Dothan. And you're also a member of the High Pointers Club. You've done 22 state summits.
Yes, it was a great honor. Mike Schmidt, who is the founder of the Alabama Sports and Adventure Hall of Fame, contacted me, and I think what got his attention was in February, March of 2020, I had done a charity climb for the Army Aviation Museum Foundation. We were raising money, and I just got a lot of publicity from the Dothan Eagle and from a couple of our local TV stations. I guess that caught his eye because he contacted me shortly after I'd gotten back and had raised all the money and said, hey, you're one of the guys we're looking to induct into a new Hall of Fame. Would you be interested in letting us honor you? And I said, well, I guess so.
What was that night like for you when you were inducted? And I know there were other inductees alongside you. It must have been a very special moment in your life.
Well, it was very humbling. My oldest daughter, Jessica, came into town, and we had several family friends also come down to participate. And it was just kind of nice being recognized. The key thing I took away from it was Mike Schmidt was trying to also help promote people getting outdoors, getting more physically fit and physically active. And he has selected a variety of people to honor that were helping to do just that. I think we have too many people in today's society who just want to sit on the couch, and that can lead to health issues. But when you have a person like Dale Nash, who's in his 70s and he's still doing Ironman competitions, it's very motivating and humbling to be recognized with people like that.
James, you gave 29 years of your life in service to this country in the U.S. Army. At what point did you decide to go outdoors and continue with that activity?
Well, actually goes back to high school. High school is what got me into the Army. I was very active backpacking, and I did a little bit of climbing in high school, and just the lure of being and working outdoors in the Army got me into that. But after I retired and I started getting a little overweight, not doing much because I did mostly office-bound activities, I just had to make a change. I had gotten overweight, and it was about 10 years ago in 2012 that I decided to lose weight and then take on some type of physical fitness challenge to help keep the weight off, and that ended up being the Camino.
Aside from that, you have hiked a volcano in Ecuador.
I have been on three of the highest volcanoes in Ecuador. I've successfully climbed two of them, first being Cayambe and then Cotopaxi. The first one was just short of 19,000 feet. The second one was over 19,000 feet. But I attempted a volcano called Chimborazo three times, and I've only gotten as high as 20,000 feet. But Ecuador is a beautiful country, and there's all sorts of other activities that people can do there besides just high altitude climbing. You can also hike some of the smaller volcanoes there.
When you climb a 20,000-foot peak, do you have to have supplemental oxygen?
For anything that's below 21,000 feet, you really don't need supplemental oxygen. You just have to be in fantastic shape. You do a process called acclimating to the altitude over several days, and that helps you to go to those high altitudes. But typically, you don't see people using supplemental oxygen until they get about 24,000 feet or higher.
How do you prepare for your hikes and your climbs?
Mostly for hiking, I just get out and do a lot of daily walking, and I sometimes do it with a weighted pack. But for climbing to high altitude, to get ready for climbing a mountain, I typically will do stair training, and I'll carry up to 40 pounds in the pack while I'm going up and down the stairs. That gets my leg muscles. The other thing I can do is I wear a mask that restricts my breathing, which makes it harder to breathe. And that helps to start stimulating the use of my body to grow hemoglobin or red blood cells.
Let's get back to your Bama Hiker YouTube channel, because I think it will inspire your listeners to get out and within driving distance, you know, given the price of gasoline right now, you have adventures. You hiked across Mobile Bay, Alabama to Spanish Fort along the Camino, Alabama. I didn't know there was a Camino, Alabama.
Well, I made that up after I got back from Spain. I just thought when I heard Spanish Fort, I can walk from Mobile to Spanish Fort. Well, let's just make a Camino of that old road that goes across the bay. And actually, that was kind of a fun day because as part of it, I stopped at the Alabama battleship and went on board the Alabama, as well as I went aboard one of the submarines there and I looked at a bunch of other of the historic sites and equipment at the Memorial Park.
So, James, when we're talking about hiking, and you've done the summits in some 22 states, you're a member of the High Pointers Club. What is that?
Well, it's an organization that promotes people to get out and be physically fit, and it's climbing the highest point in each of the 50 states. And believe it or not, only 357 people as of now have done all 50 state high points. Places like Brasstown Bald in Georgia, Mount Cheeha, which I've done twice, Brighton Hill in Florida near Florala, as well as Woodall Mountain over in Mississippi. So these are great locations that our listeners can get out to and visit themselves.
Do you have any special memories of these three places in Georgia, Alabama, and Florida?
I love Brasstown Bald in Georgia because there's a thing called the Arkakot Trail, which is a 5.5-mile trail that leads up to it. It's a great hike, but it's a challenging hike. Mount Cheeha is fantastic for our state. It's a great park. But I always stop at the little country store nearby, and then I walk the trail that goes up. It's about a 45-minute walk, and that's great exercise for people. Brighton Hill, over near Florala, it is the lowest of all the state high points at 345 feet above sea level. It's hard to believe that Florida could actually be as high as 345 feet.
James, we're out of time, and I want to thank you so much for joining us and inspiring us to get outdoors.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's been my pleasure.
Joining us by Skype was James Bullinger of Level Plains, Alabama. Known on YouTube and Facebook as Bama Hiker, he's back from northern Spain, where he and his daughter walked over 400 miles along the Camino de Santiago. We look forward to hearing more ideas from James about places to hike around our coverage area. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.